continued trouble in northeast India shuts a school ministry down. Despite new turmoil, Cambodia welcomes an outreach project. And MNN joins a ministry team to provide help to dump workers' children this week in Guatemala. These stories and more coming up on this edition of Mission Network News, a service of Cornerstone University in Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Ruth Kramer. Paramilitary troops are still trying to quell the deadly sectarian clashes in India's troubled northeast. Worldwide Christian School's Gypsy Meadows asked their partner in Orissa about the conditions of their work.
The houses there have been burnt, even though the district is more than 300 kilometers from the place where Swami Lakshmananda was killed. New Life Church and New Life Child Development Center have been destroyed completely. So that school is shut down right now. The other school that we work with in the area has gone back to sessions, and everyone is claiming to be safe right now.
Ironically, the situation is creating a new confidence in their mission.
The very people that are causing the violence are probably those who are uneducated and illiterate. And while we can't necessarily change their thinking, if we can help the children to be educated and understand the world more and to know Jesus himself and the love, then we can affect the next generation.
Next, a cross-border gunfight between Thailand and Cambodia threatens to upset an uneasy truce between the countries. The lack of trust and turmoil in Cambodia has manifested in both cunning and dependency. Farms International's Joseph Richter says that'll prove to be a challenge to their newest program.
I believe this is one of the most difficult aspects of the program, but also one of the great hopes, I think, for the church is to overcome this idea of dependency and learn that God wants you to work with your own hands to provide for your own family and provide for your church.
Farms is providing hope to the Cambodian people through the gospel.
I really believe that the gospel will be transformational for these people. The hope of those working there is that this program of giving small loans that have to be paid back will really change their whole mindset.
You're listening to Mission Network News. Churches are serving dump workers in Guatemala this week. MNN's Greg Yoder's there and tells us how.
People earn a living in the dump, sifting through refuse, hoping to find enough recyclables for food. Many are single moms living on the streets. They had taken their kids to the dump. Now there's a school daycare center and orphan outreach is supporting it. For about 50 cents a week, kids come to school, get cleaned up, put on a uniform, get a well-balanced meal, a quality education, and hear the gospel. OO's Tiffany Taylor says it's all done in partnership with a financially overburdened local church.
The ultimate goal for Orphan Outreach is to really come beside these churches and local organizations and help build them up.
This week, a team of 26 MNN and WCSG listeners are telling Bible stories, playing games, and loving these kids. Team member Sandy Heisinger was moved to tears.
I'm just grateful to God that this opportunity is here for these kids, that they can be fed and clothed and receive the love of Jesus here.
Greg Yoder, Mission Network News, Guatemala City.
Meanwhile, AMG International is raising the cost to sponsor a child from $25 a month to $28. This comes in light of rising supply and service costs around the world and the decreasing value of the U.S. dollar. AMG childcare centers are unable to provide enough food, education, medical, and other services because they didn't receive enough U.S. dollars. Pray for AMG's finances that it would be able to continue to care for children worldwide. And in Russia, fighting and flooding couldn't stop young leaders from sharing the love of Christ with developmentally challenged orphans. At Russian Ministry's summer evangelistic camps, young local Christians worked with a short-term team from Ireland to overcome the warring in Georgia and flooded rivers and reach the orphans with the gospel. Campers appreciated the efforts of the camp staff, and all had their lives touched by God. Pray that the lives of these young people would be forever changed. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Mission Aviation Fellowship is making available the book Riding the Heavens by Max Myers, yours free for the asking. The former MAF president shares exciting glimpses of his unforgettable 40 years as a missionary pilot that'll fuel your hunger to know God more deeply. Get Riding the Heavens at 1-800-995-4828, or you can click on the link at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.